Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. Picnic season is officially open. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org for tickets and pack up your basket. So much color in the garden right now, and if you love orange, then head directly to the sundial just past Palm Circle to see the inflorescence on the Deakea patch there. Deakea is one member of the bromeliad family that will rebloom, and this Deakea is so prolific that the small orange bell-shaped blooms look like a blizzard. These flowers are a favorite with bees and hummingbirds. Straight ahead is the fuchsia garden, a perfect stop in the warm midday. The plants are just beginning to bloom after the winter pruning, and what a sight. See the beautiful fuchsia quasar, an American variety hybridized in 1974 and still popular. Its big white over purple flowers are so fresh and a size rivaled by few other fuchsias. One rival is the pink marshmallow fuchsia, a stunning double flower that is a sweet blush pink. This is another American hybrid from 1977. Then if you look at the upright bushes, there's a lovely salmon-colored fuchsia named Monterey with a medium-sized single flower. And in the hanging baskets at the very front of the garden is a fabulous fuchsia with teeny tiny flowers called peaches and cream. And it really is peachy pink over creamy pink colors. The variety in the fuchsia family is a wonder. Wandering out of the fuchsia collection, you can head through the geometric beds and to the gardens around the staghorn fern collection and Dottie's, the great little snack bar open on the weekends only during the spring. You'll see the gardens are really growing in for summer. If you sometimes admire and wonder about those interesting air plants called tillandsias that you see at the plant kiosk, well, these hanging baskets are what happens if you give them a good home and let them go. They'll grow into a full sphere and bloom at will. If you're thinking of adding a plant of interest to your gardens, take a look at the giant honey flower. The foliage is light blue-green and beautifully textured. At this time, the flower spikes may be bloomed out, but there's no need to deadhead them as they develop interesting seed pods and are lovely on their own. However, only the nectar from the flowers is not poisonous, so if you have small children or pets, beware. All parts of the giant honey flower are poisonous. Check out the bright red-orange firecracker plants around the trees in the planter boxes in front of Dottie's, a very dramatic waterfall of flowers that will continue to delight picnickers. Last week, we visited the Bohannon Rose Garden, and it deserves another turn this week. This is a perfect time to admire some of the standard roses that are at the height of bloom. See the aptly named Hot Cocoa Floribunda Rose and the glorious gold into orange rose Oktoberfest. Don't miss Cherry Parfait bordering the outside walkway. This grandiflora rose is a multicolored sort of greenish creamy yellow that fades up the petals to a cherry pink edge. There's more new plantings to see this week in the rose garden. Some of the new plants are wonderful bush roses known for their simple single flowering beauty as well as fragrance, and once they start to bloom, there'll be a riot of flowers all summer long. There are also other wonderful perennials like the pincushion flowers and some fancy fastened catnip. These areas will bloom throughout the summer and well into the fall as they help to feed the pollinators. Just down the steps from the rose garden, in the Garden of the Senses, the Shasta daisies are back and fresh. Then step down to the grass collection to see the Coulter's Motilleha poppies that are blooming and the mounds of nasturtium that border the meadows there. There are more Motilleha poppies to be seen around Memorial Meadows, and if you head there, spend some time enjoying the iris that are blooming. Again, there's too many fabulous iris to identify all of the blooms, but see if you can find Honky Tonk Blues or Bewilder Beast, and make sure to see the fabulous purple, light blue roughly, and yellow iris at the bottom of the garden. If you head around the garden on Tram Road, see the Pyracantha bushes blooming, the China berry trees blooming, and at Phoebe's Meadow, the fabulous pink pom-poms of the blooms on the Cape chestnut trees. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.